Welcome, welcome to health and well-being with Bianca.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawbona. In Senegal, nangadef. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
And of course, here in the Female Solution, we say grand rising, great awakening. And sometimes it's appropriate to say good morning. This last week, lots of people in Florida have lost possessions. Their homes were flooded. They're in hotels. Just so much suffering and change going on. So I say to you, have a good morning with a U in the middle. You are in the morning after a hurricane like Ian comes through. So we put you in the middle of the morning. May it be a solemn time of reflection on what is really important in your life. Because if you're still breathing after that storm on the, and especially you lived on the West Coast where it hit the hardest, then you have a lot to be thankful for because your mission is not over. Even though you may have lost some things, suffered some pain and grief, we say good morning, have a good morning. And then rise up and have joy for what you're about to do and your testimony of survival and recovery. So thank you for joining me. And we send prayers, lots of prayers to my friends on the West Coast, Sarasota. I love that place, got hit really hard with flooding waters. And the really positive thing about Ian is that the air is just amazingly crisp and fresh these days in Florida. I'm having the time of my life breathing deeply. All these negative ions. And if you missed my yoga class yesterday, I explained all about negative and positive ions and why they're so important in our life to be aware of. So today, though, we're going to talk about breast health today. And we're going to talk about what the medical system keeps leaving out. The system, the reproductive system. And here's a quote from my favorite book called Your Body Speaks Your Mind by Deb Shapiro. I've used this book so much the pages are kind of tearing and falling out because it's like a Bible for any health coach to help clients understand their body speaks their mind. And here's just a quote that I'll be reading from Maura today about the breast. She says, with breast cancer now affecting 1 in 4 women, that stat is probably even higher, it is vital that we understand it more deeply. There is no doubt that the rise in environmental changes is a contributing factor as more hormones and chemicals are penetrating our water and food, but invariably there are also psycho-emotional issues involved. So we're going to go deep into the reproductive system. Yeah, that all this down here and all this up here, because that's what the medical system fails to do. It fails to educate women and help women heal the whole reproductive system, which is attached to the breast. So let's get busy, though, with our joint rolling. I know that's why you came. You want to get high? Let's get high. Let's get high on our joint rolling. And we're going to start with our neck rolling first, our shoulder rolling. Then we get on our backs and kick those legs up to the beautiful sounds of blackness. Time for healing. This is my favorite intro. I can't find anything better. So we just have to keep rolling with the sounds of blackness and time for healing. And just move your body as best you can. Don't worry about it being perfect. Just move that body. That's the main point today. Every morning on Friday, we move our body. And we love the words and the sound of this music. So enjoy the music. And if you're not watching me on Facebook, just remember in the Blog Talk Studio, we're going to start rolling our neck around in each direction. And I'll tell you when we're shifting. And then we go to our shoulders, then we get on our back, kick our arms and legs up, and get the wrist and ankles lubricated. Then we go to our knees, get those knees lubricated. Then we roll over on our side and get our hips lubricated as we roll our leg around on both sides. And then we'll come back up and do some vagus nerve work. And just love on ourselves as much as we can, wherever we can. So let's do this, get our neck loosened up so we can listen and absorb all the energy and knowledge that the Creator will bring us today.
a foolish pride. But pain is a sickness that is hard to cover. And it's the reason we mistreat each other, yeah.
On the back of your neck, squeeze and release. Squeeze and release, breathe in. Squeeze and release, breathe in. Squeeze and release the back of that. We're activating, massaging the vagus nerve, starting point right under the brain stem. Vagus nerve is like the trunk of the body, like a tree, the trunk of the body that carries the energy throughout the branches of your body, your legs and arms. It pays to stimulate that area. And then let's take a deep breath in. Hold it at the top and release. Exhale. One more time. Inhale. Hold it. And exhale. Wow, that felt wonderful for me. Maybe it's because I'm in Florida. We just got all these negative ions. The air is just so crisp and clean now. There's always something good out of a storm. So let us go. I'm going to move now back to my studio, and let's get this party started. We got a lot to talk about this morning, lots to talk about. Healing Our Reproductive System in Breast Health Month. October is here. October is moving fast, and everywhere you go to shop, there's Halloween decorations, of course, and pretty soon we'll see Christmas decorations and on and on and on. So no worries. Just keep smiling. But I've got to bring this up. This morning I read in my devotion book, The Promise of a New Day. Before we get into the reproductive system, which is so needed, you're not going to hear this from the medical system in October. All you're going to do is see pink, a lot of pink ribbons. So in my book, The Promise of a New Day, I was reminded by a Facebook post about self-checkout. And this says, our journeys are designed to introduce us to new information, new possibilities for growth and development. New possibilities for growth and development. Now, someone, I had to laugh at this post, and yet I was like surprised that all the frustration about self-checkout lanes. I didn't know that people were frustrated about this. So I want to bring a little humor and wisdom to this self-checkout anxiety that some people have and frustration and maybe anger, because here's the thing. I managed a health food store for four years. And today I realized managers have an even more challenging time because they can't keep good people. I was in the same health food store that I managed for 4 years, and they were telling about how the number of people that come and go that they hire. In fact, every time I go in, there's a new person, and I greet them and say, well, how long you been here? Who are you? What's your name? And then I say, I hope you stay for a while, because usually I go in there, there's a new person. Now, this is a small establishment. A health food store with maybe 5 or 6 employees. I can't imagine the headache that, say, a Walmart or a Whole Foods has with employees. These days especially, people don't want to work, young people especially. There's something going on. I remember a Dollar Tree, a video about a Dollar Tree that had closed its doors in some city because the manager didn't have any employees to help work the store. So this is the reality of what we live in today. People don't want to work in retail especially. That seems to be the biggest challenge. Number one, they think they don't pay them enough. You know, young people come right out of college, they can't get a job, and they don't want to make $14 an hour when they spent 4 years studying to be a superhero or something in college. So they don't want to take these retail jobs. So guess what? They put self-serve machines in there to get the customers in and out faster. I'm, for one, am like cheering. Yes, yes. Because the lines at the Publix grocery store sometimes are too long. But when they have a self-checkout, usually there's hardly anyone there. I just zoom right out of there because I don't like to shop for long. I'd rather just get in and get out. That's me. But we've got people on Facebook that I saw this long post about all these employees ought to be serving us, and that's what we pay you for, and that's why we shop here, blah, blah, blah. And that's true. That's all true. But the reality is that you can't find good employees these days. And some of them have attitudes. So corporations do what corporations do. They make decisions that affect their bottom line, top line profit. They're all profit mode. Otherwise, they're not going to be there very long. So I want everybody who's frustrated about self-checkout, take a deep breath. And let me read this one more time. Absorb this. Exhale. Our journeys, our self-checkout journeys. Let's just put in the current situation. Our self-checkout journeys are designed to introduce us to new information, new possibilities for growth and development. You go to this self-checkout. You have to be able to read now. If you can't read, you're going to have a problem. But usually there's someone there to assist you. You can't read. Excuse me. Can you come over here and read this for me? And some of them will even actually help you scan for the first few times. But it's designed for growth and development, and they don't have many choices. When you can't find good people to work at your store, what do? Self-checkout. I love them. I love them. I'm a senior citizen, and I even mentioned that on this Facebook post that Alzheimer's and dementia can be prevented when you exercise your brain at self-checkout computers. And the people out, I had one person, oh, that's not true. That's not true. Well, it's not true on your level, but here's Louise Hay, my favorite book. And I looked up Alzheimer's in her book, just so you all know, this is a health-related topic, even though I'm ranting on and on about this. But I just thought it was needed to be mentioned so we can take some of you out of the anxiety about something that is inevitable. We just don't have people with the mind to work in retail, for one. And you got senior citizens working at Whole Foods, or not, you got even Whole Foods. I see gray-haired moms, grandmas, and at Walmart's greeting people and at the register checkout, because they can't find any young people to work, obviously. It's kind of sad, but yet it's just interesting. These are the times we're in. Take a deep breath. We're in the times where senior citizens can't go home and watch soap operas. They got to work at Walmart greeting people, or they have to work at Publix. There are people at Publix have been there. I realize I talk to my checkout people. How long have you been here? Gray hair and all. Oh, this is my 25th year. I'm like, wow, 25 years as a person at the register. What dedication. Ask, see if you're going to find many 20-year-olds at the register. That's why we got to have self-checkouts, ladies and gentlemen. So back to Alzheimer's. I mentioned Alzheimer's can be prevented when you're using your brain in new ways. Self-checkout is a gift. It's a gift to you senior citizens, us senior citizens, because here's what Louise Hayes has to say. It's a refusal to deal with the world as it is, hopelessness and helplessness, anger. And that's what I saw on this Facebook post by one of our dear friends, our dear sisters, about self-checkout, frustration with self-checkout. Alzheimer's and dementia, they're kind of on the same. Refusal to deal with the world as it is. It's as it is. We got self-checkouts popping up everywhere, because they can't find good people to smile at you and bag your groceries. You got to do it yourself now. Now, if you think the prices are going to go down because of that, probably not. But just shop somewhere else or don't shop at all. That's our choice. We have choices. And it says hopelessness and helplessness. You feel like when you see a self-checkout and you're helpless, that you can't possibly run this computer that's very easy. Most of them are really easy to instruct. Scan here. First words you see, scan here. Two words. Start scanning. Have fun with it. Exercise your arms. Let's scan the groceries now. Instead of paying someone else, we got to do it because we can't find good help in these places. Hope and anger. It just doesn't make sense, people, to get angry about self-checkout. It's the way the world is. AI or DI, divine intelligence, can overrule artificial intelligence. Divine intelligence says, I'm totally capable of scanning my groceries and pushing buttons. That's basically what you're doing. You're scanning your groceries, putting them in a bag that's there for you. If you don't have a bag, get help. Don't feel helpless. Get a bag. Get a helper. Scan the groceries. Scan. I think it's kind of fun. Scanning. And then push buttons. You got to push buttons. That's all it is. That's basically what you're doing. Reading first, scanning, and then push buttons. Pay cash. Paid out. Time to go. Cash out. Then put your card in. Put your cash in. These are wonderful exercises for senior citizens. especially if you're not moving your body a lot. When you go to the grocery store, nowadays you can exercise your brain more and your hands. And Louise Hay says that's what's going to prevent Alzheimer's. So that's my little spiel on check, self-check and preventing Alzheimer's. Keep the brain active, and no better way than a self-checkout. If you haven't seen them yet, guess what? They're coming to a store near you. So bless you. I bless you on your self-checkout journey. Next time you go, get rid of, breathe out the anger and frustration. There's just nobody better than you to check out your groceries. And that's just the way the world is these days. So thank you for listening. And I hope that's helpful for those of you who are frustrated about check self-checkout. I had some other comment that I made regarding, self-breast exam. Okay, so this is what we're talking about self-checkout, self-breast exam. It's kind of like we can kind of segue into our topic today, of healing our reproductive system in October. And there's something called a self-breast exam. We go from self-checkout. We don't need another person now to check us out at the grocery store. We can do it better ourselves, like it or not. That's the way we go these days. And so now we go into self-checkout. We actually self-breast exam. How do we examine our breasts? How do we take better care of our breasts? Are you looking for a doctor to examine your breast and actually tell you how to take care of your breast? That's the dilemma some of us have, because some of us don't even know that that's part of the self-care. Self, it's all about self now. And what do we say? First, love yourself. So it's the divine intelligence that we're overruling man's artificial intelligence is part of our health, well-being, is determining what is best for me. Not best for your neighbor or that, but first, what's best for me? And so we're into self-breast exam today. On recognizing, we're going to talk about recognizing 12 symptoms of breast care. That's my first audio. What are the 12 symptoms of breast care that can help us be more aware of self and the need to self-breast exam? Don't wait till you go to the doctor and have them self-breast exam. Time for you to touch those boobies. Love those boobies and find out what's needed. So here's a quick 5-minute instruction or about 12 symptoms of breast cancer for men and
in the United States, 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer, and it is by far the most common cancer in women around the world. However, only 65% of women over the age of 40 will get mammograms on a regular basis. Mammograms miss 15% of cases. Up to 40% of breast cancer cases are not found by mammogram, but rather by someone themselves. And over 12,000 women in the United States under the age of 40 are diagnosed with breast cancer each year, with 80% or more of that group finding the breast cancer themselves. Men also get breast cancer, and they do not get routine mammograms. So all of this means that understanding the signs and symptoms of breast cancer and knowing what to look and feel for are critical in finding the breast cancer early before it spreads or progresses. My name is Kelly, and I'm an oncology, lymphedema, and women's health physical therapist. And on this channel, I share videos on tips and tricks on how to manage your symptoms from cancer or lymphedema. So be sure to subscribe below for more videos. In this video, I'm going to share and teach you the 12 signs and symptoms of breast cancer. Monitor for these 12 signs and symptoms on your self-breast exams that you should be doing monthly. It's best to complete these exams laying down or standing in front of a mirror with your arms above your head. If you notice any of these signs or other changes not related to menstruation, pregnancy, hormones, or other medical reasons, be sure to reach out to your doctor. A thickened area of your breast. This density can be a normal sign of menstruation or breastfeeding, but if it worsens or doesn't go away, it can be a sign of breast cancer. A sunken or inverted nipple. For some, inverted nipples are a normal shape of the breast, but for those that it's new, the tumor can pull the nipple inward, flatten it, or cause it to sink in. A dimple. If there's a dimple or ridge in your skin that is not caused by a seam or tight clothing, it can be due to the tumor pulling the skin inward. This is best felt with your arms overhead. This will create a divot or a dimple-like shape, and if it doesn't go away or worsens, be sure to reach out to your doctor. A change in the breast shape or size. It's extremely common for women to have different size shape or breasts from the left compared to the right. And breastfeeding and menstruation can cause further fluctuations. But if your size or shape change does not connect to these issues, then you want to follow up with your doctor. Nipple changes or scabs. If you see a scab-like area that is white or red over the nipple area that's not related to anything like breastfeeding, be sure to reach out to your doctor. A hard lump or bump. This is the most common sign of breast cancer. Lumps in the breast are very common and may be a sign of natural breast tissue. They may also be something like a cyst or a benign lump. But this is why it's important to do a monthly self-breast exam, because you will get to know your breasts and know what lumps are you and what lumps may be new or growing. If you have any hard lumps that are new, growing, or don't move very well, you want to be sure to reach out to your doctor for further assessment of these lumps. Red or hot swollen breast. This is a common sign of infection, such as in mastitis from breastfeeding or from other skin changes such as eczema. However, breast cancer can stop the flow of lymphatic fluid, which may change the color of the breast. If you have any signs of infection or unknown reasons for this, be sure to talk to your doctor. A growing or enlarged vein on the breast. Veins can show up for circulatory issues, breastfeeding, or weight changes. However, if a vein becomes enlarged with other signs such as redness or swelling, it may be a sign of breast cancer. Sores on your skin. Breast cancer can cause tissue changes from the inside out and can cause sores or wounds on the breast. You may also feel a lump with the sore. If you have no known reason for a sore, this could be a sign of breast cancer. Also known as peau d'orange, when the skin of your breast appears dimpled, similar to how a peel of an orange looks, this can be a sign of breast cancer. It's caused by swelling of the breast, which makes the hair follicles appear dimpled on the skin. Unexpected nipple discharge. Discharge is commonly related to developing breasts, infection, cysts, pregnancy, and breastfeeding. But if any of these common issues are not the cause, then it can be a sign of breast cancer. Itching of the breast. Itching can be a normal sign of skin changes, dryness, or even lotions or body washes that cause irritation. But if it doesn't go away with product changes or skincare, it may be a sign of breast cancer. So those are the 12 main signs and symptoms of breast cancer. Breast cancer can happen to both women.
So I hope that's helpful to start out this healing our reproductive system in this month of breast cancer awareness, or what I prefer, breast health awareness. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to take a caller. Let's see, 312-671. I see your hand. I'll take a caller, and we're going to go deeper into the reproductive system, because the medical system does not take into account that there is a communication system that includes the breast. And the system will activate tumors when we're unconscious. So that's where we're going today. How does the breast activate tumors in the body? And it has to do with being unconscious. So stick and stay. We'll be right back after these messages.
Our kids are the future and should not be left behind. One person should not decide what is the best for our 77 communities. Politicians must work together for our kids' best interests. They deserve a safe education with resources that meet every student need. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibrations. Shalom.
This is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, spiritual counselor and advisor. I invite you to a private reading in the areas of business, health, finances, relationships. My introductory cost of $20. Please call because there is a higher power that can help me help you. 312-802-4743. Peace and blessings to you all. Call me.
312-802-4743. And we're back. Thank you for joining me this morning. We're talking about healing our reproductive system. And I'm going to play again our system audio that teaches us about Biology 101. And that's where the medical system fails. They don't take into account the system, which when we look at the whole system, we can do better at preventing some of these diseases. And I brought up the self-checkout because Alzheimer's is not something that doctors know how to heal yet. We have a lot of drugs for Alzheimer's and dementia that cause more side effects, but they haven't figured out how to heal Alzheimer's and dementia once it's been diagnosed. So we have to take responsibility at the self-checkout lane and stir up the brain cells. That's just one area. Playing Scrabble, playing chess, playing games, where we use in our brain more and more and more learning new information is how we can prevent things like Alzheimer's. So let me go to the phone. We have a caller who pressed 1-312-671. Your mic's open. Welcome.
Thank you. Welcome back to you. Way on Yashalom. Who are we? Don't die, we multiply. Black is beautiful like you, Dr. V, and black power forever. God bless your heart, woman of God. And how are you today?
I'm great. How are you? Do you have a healing story for us in your reproductive system?
Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am, we do. You know, I'm one of those that was one of the patients on a prostate cancer situation or position. However, the real good news, fast forward, is that my PSA is 0.01, and that is like little or nothing or abolished in a simple way of life.
That's such good news. Now, what are some of the things you did to get it down to the numbers?
Well, thank you very much. Because of people like you, first of all, our health is our wealth. And that's a fact, you know, prayer, God, you know, wheels only is my foundation in my mind, because mind over matter makes a difference as to how you think. You must use the PMA, that's positive mental attitude. You can do things like drink aloe vera or juice. You can also drink, you know, 100% apple juice or grapefruit juice or 100% juices, you know, all types of juices that you can drink 100%. And, you know, the most important thing also is working on the most important person it is living, and that is yourself. And I'm so glad that you are a part of the world's greatest female solution station in the nation and abroad. And I just thank you for an opportunity to share that, you know, opportunity to share the power of God, the power of prayer, the power of faith. The opportunity is unlimited now. In other words, I'm guaranteeing myself a better health by drinking a combination of moringa seed, moringa powder, rather, okay? And there's all other types of things that you can do. Eat a lot more fruits and vegetables, eat, you know, all types of herbal products, or taking herbal products or supplements that would help you to develop your health, because that is the greatest thing that we can ever have in this life. And when our health fails you, then you're almost, and almost don't count, sentencing yourself to the deathbed. And cancer can be, for as I'm concerned, control with oneself. And that's the real essence of life, which is the spice of life, is to for the individual to work on becoming their best doctor, their best lawyer, their best teacher in educating oneself. And then knowing that charity begins at home and it spreads abroad. So in helping other people, you know, that's a masterpiece in life. So I want to just say thank you. Thank you again. And if I had 1,000 tongues, I could never thank you enough, Sister Dr. V, for inspiring me to continue this life in a beautiful way, and to create longevity.
Well, yes, thank you for sharing and being so transparent, and we pray and wish you the best in your years to come. I know you're going to be around for a long time. And keep the music playing. You forgot to add listening to good music. That's a big part of
it.
Trump has given.
May I just make a brief comment, you know, because we do Black Wall Street music by Gregory Jones, and promoting him in that way, as well as we got the People's March Incorporation, Honey Jam Music. And these are music companies that I own, Trump Music Productions. And also we got the Harold Washington Foundation, which is Black history, Black culture, Black heritage, Black music, and Black is beautiful people in Team 23, like you and me. And the key word today is what you're focusing on is healing. And listen to the rhyme. It equals to 23.
All right, 23, now. That's a good word. Yes.
Healing in a good number. 23. Yes. So this is 23 station too, in reality.
Thank you, Minister Plum. Minister Plum's going to be a guest on one of our shows coming up soon. So you want to stay in tune to the Female Solution. We have some beautiful people like Minister Plum and all these listeners today who can share their amazing journeys. As I said, our journeys are meant to, let me read those for you. Those of you who are just joining us, I read this morning in my meditation that the reason we have things like self-checkout is because we're meant to grow. And this is, our journeys are designed to introduce us to new information, new possibilities for growth and development. If you're having trouble accepting the self-checkout, do some tapping on that. Even though these machines stress me out, I love myself and I'm going to heal myself no matter what. And I'm not going to let these machines stress me or cause anxiety because they're here for my growth. Yes, yes, yes. So I want to play our systems audio to remind us why the reproductive system, which includes the breast, is important to know about. Because if you're going to heal the breast, when you find that lump or you have been diagnosed with it, it's important to raise your awareness that, oh, this body, this system is at work to teach me something.
The human body is a complex network of cells, tissues, and organs that together make life possible. 10 major systems are responsible for the body's functions: skeletal, muscular, cardiovascular, nervous, endocrine, lymphatic, respiratory, digestive, urinary, reproductive. The skeletal, muscular, cardiovascular, and nervous systems in particular.
So, 10 systems are responsible for our health. Systems. We lost track of that when we started trusting the men in the white coats. And let me give a disclaimer here. This show is not intended to replace any advice you may be receiving from your doctor. I am not a doctor, even though people like to call me Dr. V and Viata. I have all kinds of names. I'm not a medical doctor. But if you have a chronic or acute health condition that you haven't been able to manage, please see your trusted health professional. Now, I'm here to help you take charge of your health because the medical system is run by big pharma mafia, in my opinion, forcing people to take injections into their body, prescribing drugs with numerous side effects. All of those things have contributed to a society that is sick and tired and unable to function these days. So we want to begin with an anatomy of the lactation system. We want to continue. This is where the medical system falls short in healing breast cancer. I'm sure there are lots of women out there who have overcome this dis-ease, temporary lack of ease in their breasts. But if we're going to prevent and heal in the future, we have to know or be aware of the system that runs not just the breast and the nipples, but runs the whole reproductive. And guess what? It's a communication system. So let's continue with anatomy and the lactation system. Just as she said, there are 10 systems. The reproductive system is one. If we can really become more knowledgeable about the reproductive system, we can prevent breast cancer and any type of cancer forever. But here's a little...
Lactation is the process where milk is made and ejected from the mammary glands inside the female breast. Besides being really nourishing for a suckling baby, breast milk can also boost a newborn's immune system because it contains antibodies that the baby can't yet make on its own. But overall, breast milk supplies all the nutrients that a growing infant needs for the first 6 months of life. So before we look at the mechanism of lactation, let's just get oriented to the anatomy of the female breast. So this is a woman's left side here. And here's her left arm raised up in the air. And this here is her pectoralis major muscle. And the pectoralis major is the primary muscle of the chest. And the reason I mention the pectoralis major or the pec major is just because the breasts on the left and right side overlie the pec major on the left and right side. So it's just to give you a clearer idea of where exactly the breasts lie in relation to the chest wall. And so what I've done here is I've cut away the overlying skin on part of the breast, so we can look at deep structures on the right side of the breast, and we can look at superficial structures on the left side of the breast. And remember, I mean right side and left side from the perspective of Our Lady here. So the breast in both females and males contain special glands called mammary glands. And mammary glands are actually modified sweat glands that are able to produce and eject milk. So in women, they develop around the time of puberty, and in men, they actually don't get developed. They stay pretty benign. And actually, before pregnancy, the mammary glands don't really make up a huge percentage of a woman's breast. But during pregnancy, they sort of expand and branch out in a big way in response to stimulation by hormones such as estrogen and prolactin. And so they're actually a little bit tough to see on this drawing here. So I'll just blow them up for you a little bit, so we can get a better look at the anatomy of a mammary gland. So these mammary glands, surrounding them, almost like a net encasing them, there are these cells called myoepithelial cells. And the myoepithelial cells are special cells in that not only are they lining the outside of the mammary glands, but they also can contract and squeeze down on these glands to squeeze milk out of them. So milk is drained toward the nipple through ducts called lactiferous ducts. And from there, the milk can be ejected out through the nipple through these tiny holes all over the nipple called nipple pores. And so let's take a look at what this would look like on the bigger drawing here. So we've got our myoepithelial cells lining the outside of these mammary glands, and then they'll squeeze milk out of the mammary glands, send the milk along the lactiferous ducts toward the nipple, and remember this is happening in all of the mammary glands, and then it's ejected out of the nipple through tiny holes in the nipple called nipple pores. And actually, let me label this as a lactiferous duct here. And while we're in this nipple area, you might notice that there are these dark circular areas around the nipples. They're called areolae. And the areolae serve a couple of different functions. The first one is that they contain these little bumps called areolar glands or Montgomery glands, that's the other name for them. And the areolar glands secrete a bit of an oily substance called lipoid fluid. And the lipoid fluid moisturizes the nipple so it doesn't get dry or cracked during breastfeeding. The second function is more for the baby's good. It turns out that the darkened areolae sort of give the infant a target, something to aim for. They actually don't have the best vision when they're born, so this helps them to find their food source a little bit easier and quicker. And actually, I forgot to mention, there's some research that suggests that the lipoid fluid made by the areolar glands, that it has a certain smell that attracts the baby as well. So the areolae serve a couple different functions. The breast also has a fair amount of fatty tissue, or adipose tissue, making up most of its content. The fat actually also supports all of the glandular structures we've mentioned. So with all of this stuff going on in the breast, the glands and all the fat, it can get a little heavy, especially when the mammary glands are full of milk during lactation. So it needs these special suspensory ligaments, also called Cooper's ligaments, that help it remain anchored to the chest wall. And that's what you see here in green. So now that we've looked at the major anatomy of the breast, let's get to what happens in lactation. Lactation begins when an infant begins to suckle on mom's breast. But let's take a closer look, because there's some pretty cool neural pathways that are involved. So when a baby starts to suckle, special receptors called mechanoreceptors in the nipple, they get activated and they start to send messages up the spinal cord and into mom's brain to the hypothalamus. And at this point, the hypothalamus, when it receives these messages, it does two really cool things. It sends on signals to a set of oxytocin neurons in the posterior pituitary gland, telling them to make oxytocin. And so here you can see oxytocin being produced. And the hypothalamus also sends an off signal to a special type of neuron in the anterior pituitary that releases a hormone called prolactin-inhibiting hormone. And these neurons in the anterior pituitary are called PIH neurons, and they have a bit of a funny job. So as their name might suggest, they inhibit other neurons in the anterior pituitary from producing prolactin. So since the hypothalamus has turned them off, Now the prolactin neurons in the anterior pituitary are free to make prolactin to their heart's content. And you can see them producing prolactin here. But why is this important? Well, it's important because prolactin causes the mammary glands to start producing milk. And oxytocin stimulates these myoepithelial cells that surround the mammary glands. Oxytocin stimulates them to eject the milk out of the nipple so the baby can be fed. So you kind of need both of them to have proper breastfeeding. And interestingly, I said at the beginning that it's the suckling of the baby that sort of kicks off this whole neuronal cascade to cause the letdown of milk. But remarkably, even the sound of a baby's cry, and it doesn't have to be mom's own baby, it can be the baby of a complete stranger. But when mom hears the sound of a baby's cry, her hearing centers in her brain will actually trigger this cascade from here and will cause milk creation and ejection. And this mechanism sort of evolved as a safeguard for our babies to ensure that crying babies could still be fed by other lactating women, even if their own mother wasn't around, so that they could still grow and stay healthy.
Now that audio, I hope you really heard the key words, neural pathways. That's a scientific description of breast and milk and lactation and all the parts, the system that takes, even the spinal cord. Did you hear that? The brain is involved, the spinal cord. They go up, messages go up the spinal cord, and the pituitary gland is involved up here. And then there's oxytocin and prolactin, and all these things are stimulating. Now, we don't have to really bring in the uterus part, the lower reproductive, this first and second, the second chakra area where the uterus and the ovaries. And we all know about the entrance of the sperm, and the sperm meets the egg. And then once that baby starts growing, that system activates things in the breast and the brain. So my point today is, if we're going to heal breast cancer and heal our reproductive system, we need to respect the whole system. So for instance, how do you activate your pituitary gland? Pituitary gland is activated in meditation. When you spend time in a quiet place under a tree in your home, nice music, closing your eyes, focusing on the pituitary gland, you strengthen that part of your body and you activate hormones of oxytocin, prolactin. All of those things operate in the reverse as well. So that breast cancer develops because that system communicates from the brain to the breast. Is that a possibility that we could actually experience things in our environment that affect our breast? Let me read from Deb Shapiro's Your Body Speaks Your Mind again about this disease called breast cancer and what they've discovered. It's verified by research showing that women who participate in group therapy and have a chance to share their inner anger and fear are less likely to have a recurrence of breast cancer than those who do not. Many studies have shown that women with breast cancer have a developed tendency toward repressed anger, often masked by extra niceness and self-sacrifice, while feeling unsupported, inhibited in their sexuality, and unresolved in their conflicts. Breast cancer is known as the, quote, feminine wound, indicating its relevance to your feelings of being a woman or a man, in this case, feminine energy at work. Emotional conflicts will be related to conflict between a worker and a lover, and a mother, confusion and uncertainty over your femininity, conflicting sexual preferences, a rejection of your breasts or longing for them to be different than they are, rejection or abuse from a lover, rejection or dismissal from a child who you have nurtured at the breast, shame at not being able to breastfeed, a feeling of being a failure as a mother or as a woman, a lack of nourishment and support for yourself, or a deep rage at being unappreciated or uncared for. So she has a body-mind dialogue, because remember, this is about communication in the body. As breasts are so integral to feelings of worthiness and attractiveness, it's important to explore these issues openly and honestly. Here's some questions for all of you men and women. Do you enjoy your breasts, or do they repulse you? Are you ashamed of them? Has your femininity been abused or rejected? Do you feel you have failed as a woman or a mother? Are you being nourished and cared for? That's a really important one. Were your breasts a topic of conversation or a point of ridicule as you grew up? Can you hold them and love them, or do you try to avoid touching them? Do they make you feel sexually exposed or insecure? And then maybe the most important question would be for those who are aware now of this system of hormones and spinal cord energy. Have you lost a child? Have you divorced a husband? Have you entered into a traumatic relationship resulting in your emotions being triggered in a big way? These are all the things, all the issues that are related to the reproductive system and the breast that are being focused on this month and every day, and that we want to heal and love and respect more than anything, because we are made in the image of our Creator, and we are sacred. We are sacred biological computers. So it's time for me to take a break. We're going to take a break. And we'll be right back with some more focus on the breast and how we can heal not just the breast, but heal our reproductive system that is operating in the area of the first chakra or any other area in that, any other organs in that area. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, hosts John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 77 communities. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry. You are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating and mindful conversations on higher learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
This morning. And let me just say, even if you have never suffered with breast cancer or any cancer for that matter, I hope that you'll take this knowledge and share it with friends and relatives who you will meet someday suffering with this disease. It's going to happen. It never fails that every week I meet or hear of someone suffering with cancer. And I don't know if I'm just attracting this because I have a desire to help people get through it and heal it and prevent it, but we want you, or we hope that you'll take this information today, share this with friends or relatives who may be suffering with this dis-ease because the medical system is inadequate in this area to tell the whole truth about this biological system. And I found this beautiful audio about the biblical purpose, a biblical perspective on what women are going through with their breasts. I think it's important, especially if you have biblical knowledge, to understand the spiritual energy around the breast and what it means to have knowledge about this system as you journey on this earth to grow and to learn and mainly to help others. I haven't had that experience, but I had a sister who went through 9 months of really a lot of hell trying to get over her breast cancer. And then she passed, and that was my lesson to share with others what happened in her life, how she tried to heal, and then all the emotions around her journey that contributed to the growth of tumors. And so I'm dedicated to helping women and men prevent that suffering that I observed in my sister. This teaching here about a biblical perspective is so important if we are interested in learning higher knowledge in this journey.
Woman on Purpose. I'm so glad that you can be here with me today to listen and talk and chat about being a woman on purpose. Today I am still looking at being created on purpose and two particular unique ways in which the woman is different and has been created by God to fulfill a specific purpose, and these are the area of the womb and the breast. Looking at Genesis chapter 49, verse 25, when Jacob was going to bless his sons, when he was going to bless Joseph in particular, he says, "May the God of your father help you. May the Almighty bless you with the blessing of the heavens above, the blessings of the watery depths below, the blessing of the breast and the womb." And so these are two unique areas that only the woman has. I don't know any men that have wombs or breasts. And so we're going to just briefly explore these today. And I'm just going to put it out there that this is beyond being a wife and, you know, just giving birth to children. Yes, the womb is the place where conception takes place. The womb is the place where the conceived child is carried for 9 months or however many weeks the doctors say. But it's not just about that. It's not just about children. They are a big thing and they are a big deal, and we will still talk about that as well. But just speaking generally about the blessing of the womb, as women we do have the ability to conceive ideas and to grow them. And it's funny because normally or ordinarily you would almost kind of group the breasts and the womb together. You know, it's all about fruitfulness, it's all about nurturing and everything. But actually, as I pondered over these words, why would the blessing of the breast and the blessing of the womb be separate? And I really just felt God share with me that we don't just have the ability to conceive and carry and deliver, which is a blessing in and of itself, but the blessing of the breast is like the next level in terms of being able to sustain the ideas, to being able to sustain the blessing or whatever it is that God has allowed us to conceive. A mother does not just conceive and carry and deliver and then leave her child and, you know, give it to someone else or whatever, or, you know, walk away. Mothers are then there after the child has been born to nurture the child, to give from the breast. And the breasts carry nutrients, nutrients that you cannot buy from the shop, nutrients that you can't go into the river and go and fetch. You know, they are inherent in the woman. And, you know, when we talk about conception and even as a mother, you know, when she's carrying the child in her womb, her body is adjusting even for the time when she will still feed the child when the child is outside of her. And so, you know, the breast is a place where God puts in us the nourishment to sustain that which he's given us. So it's not just a blessing of conceiving an idea. It's not just a blessing of carrying an idea or delivering an idea or a child, of course, but it's also the ability to sustain and nourish that idea until it grows until full term. And so I just want to encourage everybody that in any way that you have had an idea or even had a child that you've conceived, that you've carried, that it doesn't just stop there. We have the ability to continue to nourish. We are life givers. We are fruitful people. The Bible says that we should be fruitful and multiply. That was a mandate, and have dominion. That was a mandate that was given in Genesis in the beginning of time when God created man and woman. However, we know that the man cannot be fruitful and multiply without the woman. There is no amount of fruitfulness in the man that can carry a child anyway. The man has the seed, and I'm sure we've often heard the phrase that, you know, give a woman a seed, a sperm, and she'll give you a baby, give her ingredients, and she'll give you a meal, give her a house, and she'll give you a home. Women, we have the ability to multiply. In the womb, we are able to take that which was just a sperm and an egg, and somehow something happens. And God has made it to be so. Something happens that all of a sudden a child begins to be formed and with hands and feet and eyes and ears and even the brain. Everything is formed in the place of the woman. This is an incredible, amazing blessing and gift that God has given uniquely to us as women. And so, woman, on purpose, you are created to be fruitful. It doesn't matter what the doctors say. It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what happens in your, what has happened in your family line. It doesn't matter what happened to your sister, to your auntie. Woman, on purpose, you are created to be fruitful. And like I say, this is not just if you're not married. This is not just about giving birth to children. This is also about ideas. This is about us being life givers. We have the ability to grow and take even ideas and bless them and cause them to multiply. And then we have the ability to continue nurturing them even from the blessed of the breast. And, you know, I just want to say as well that, you know, the Bible refers to God as well as the all-breasted one in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1, when he appears to Abraham. He says, I am El Shaddai, which is translated in Hebrew as the strong-breasted one. This is a component that is likened to God. And I'm going to go into that next time about the similarities between the woman, her characteristics and her behavior in relation to God and the Holy Spirit. But, you know, I'm just going to mention this one now about, you know, God himself is considered as the strong-breasted one. Why is he not considered as a strong-chested one? You know, specifically the breast. And these are the things that the woman has. And so our nature is like God. All of creation's nature is like God, in particular the man who he said that, or the man and woman, male and female, who God said, let us make in our own image. But in particular, the woman has these features, these abilities that are like God. And so I pray that this has blessed you, that you are reminded that you are created to, with the ability, with the womb that is able to conceive seed, conceive ideas, and to increase those ideas, to grow those ideas, to carry them to full term. We have the ability to carry whatever it is that God has put on the inside of us. And not just that, we have the ability to deliver it and nurture it to full maturity. Bible says that you may that you may bear fruit and that your fruit would abide. And so I just pray for each and every single one of us, whatever fruit it is that God has given us to carry, whatever it is that God has put on the inside of our womb, that we will receive strength to carry it. Woman of God, you do not have to cast your young. Woman of God, you do not have to suffer miscarriage. And even if you have suffered miscarriage, it does not matter. You are created to carry that which God has put on the inside of you. And there is grace available. There is grace to carry whatever it is that he's put on the inside of you. And there is grace to nurture it. There is grace to grow it, to mature it, even for those that do have children. There is grace to do the work of a woman in growing up, in nurturing, in providing nourishment for your children. God would not give you a child and then leave you to without the ability to feed them. He's a supernatural provider. He's the ultimate nourisher. And whatever it is that you need to nourish your vision, whatever it is that you need to nourish your children, to carry them, to develop them, to grow them to full term, I pray for the release of that provision even into your hands right now. Woman of God, you will have the blessing of the mature children. You will see your children and your fruit grow to full term in the name of Jesus. I pray that you are blessed, and I say may the Lord keep you. May the Lord bless you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. As a woman on purpose, may you continuously tread on the head of the serpent, and may you be victorious all your days. I look forward to hearing and speaking with you next time. In the meantime, have it.
Now, that's a powerful Christian woman's perspective on the breath. And that's where we want to go in the next remaining time, is to look at the spiritual elements of the reproductive system. The medical system, just this is this. And if we don't take the responsibility and take our sovereignty to bless these breaths, to bless our reproductive system, to bless all the chakra, the rotating energy systems in this biological computer, then we are fall to the deception of the medical system and the adversarial energy out there that says you're nothing but a female with some boobs that are used for advertising and so many other things. But today we want to just recognize and honor both men and women's systems, reproductive systems. And that's how we can heal the body, is to bless the systems that we've been given. And Bruce Lipton is my one of my favorite scientists that will teach us about belief systems. Because Bruce Lipton talks about epigenetics. And I have to play his description of Angelina Jolie, who decided to cut off her breath years ago. And then you heard about women everywhere cutting off their breath because Angelina Jolie promoted it, for one, and because the medical system suggested that that was the way to prevent dis-ease. Now, if you've been listening so far, you know that that is so untrue, that it's not about the genes at all, because this is a system of emotional influences, environmental influences. The brain is involved, the spinal cord is involved, and especially the beliefs that you hold on to. So this is Bruce Lipton giving us another reminder about epigenetics and our belief system.
Like that. I know what she thinks about it, but what do I think about it? Well, you already know what I think about it, and that is we're dealing with something called the biology of belief. And the significance about the biology of belief is that our thoughts and our consciousness are really shaping our genetic expression. She comes to the public as a big representative of the Hollywood industry, and a lot of people follow stars and their lives, and so it was an unfortunate situation the way I see it, that she stands up and advertises her preventive surgery. Now, let's clear the word right here. Mastectomy sounds so clinically sound and clean, but the truth is this: when one cuts off their breasts for no reason at the current moment, then that really accounts for what we might call, and here's the word, very huge, mutilation. Why would you cut yourself up? And she says, well, because 87% of the women that have this particular gene are really liable to have breast cancer. Well, let's talk about this 87% for a second. Actually, I'd rather talk about the 13%. how can 13% of the people with the exact same genes not get the cancer versus 87% with the gene that gets the cancer? We focus on those with the cancer, but we fail to talk about, hey, there are many people out there that have the so-called cancer gene and do not express the breast cancer. What is the difference between the two groups? Well, the primary difference is the biology of belief. It's really what your attitude and your perceptions are all about, because this is what shapes our genetics, and we know the new science is now called epigenetics. And I'm really excited because in the last 2 years, there's actually a new branch of epigenetics called behavioral epigenetics, which is how our perceptions and our life experiences and our beliefs alter our genetic expression. So, hey, the biology of belief, which was so far out to many scientists just in 2005, is now actually a field of science unto its own, behavioral epigenetics. Well, Angelina Jolie is a prime example of what is the consequence of behavioral epigenetics, and that is your perceptions and beliefs are shaping your genetics. Well, now, she has a belief, and this is really clear and it's very solid. Her belief is having the genes that she's talking about predisposes her to the cancer, and her belief is, I'm going to get the cancer if I don't eliminate my breasts at this point, so that my future is really clouded by the threat of this cancer, which may take her life and separate her from her wonderful children. So her motivation was prevent that future death by taking her breasts and removing them at the current time. Well, let's understand something. Belief is profound. Would I suggest to Angelina that she not do that mastectomy? Well, yes, I would suggest it, but I would also have to provide a bit of an educational background. But let's look at where she's coming from. Her belief is so strong that she can get this cancer and die. What would I do in that situation? Well, she's not the first woman that I talked to about this. I remember one in particular who was so set on the fact that she was going to get cancer. Her father's a doctor, her brother's a doctor, her mother died of the cancer, her grandmother died of the cancer, and she was so committed to the fact that she was going to get this cancer, she didn't do a mastectomy, that when I started to speak with her, I realized that there was no changing her belief. That was a solid and hard belief. While I try at first to suggest that she not do it, I have to tell you the truth. In the end of our conversation, I said, I do recommend that you are the one that should follow through on a mastectomy. And the reason is this. Her belief was unshakable. She already knew she was going to get the cancer. So if she's not going to change her belief or her attitude about this cancer, then she must follow her belief. Angelina followed her belief, and this is necessary for her to do, because if she's not going to change her mind, then she's really opening herself up to the cancer. My concern is this, is that there are many women out there in the world that are looking at her story, listening to her vision about the cancer, and are buying into her resolution. This is a little upsetting, because what it basically does is it commits people to believe that cancer is inevitable in their lives and this is the only way out. This is a belief issue. We must change this. And just to get an idea about how significant it is to change your beliefs, there's a wonderful story that we should understand in regard to breast cancer in Angelina's regard. And this is a story by a woman called Anita Moorjani, and it's published by Hay House, and it's a book called Dying to Be Me. And very significantly is this. Anita had cancer for 4 years, and was in a state of dying, and in her last days of life, she was no longer eating. Her body had become emaciated as she was self-digesting her own system for nourishment, and then she started to fall into a coma. The coma then sent her to the hospital, and her doctor for 4 years said to her husband, yes, this is it. This is the and there's nothing more we can do. Significance is, Anita had a near-death experience, found an afterlife reality, and in that afterlife reality recognized the whole story of biology of belief. She found that the upbringing through her Hindu family actually challenged her life, because she didn't really conform to her culture, and this caused a lot of self-deprecation and belief about her not being worthy. In addition, she also had two very close friends who were dying of cancer, and the fear of their cancer in her life also promoted an illness in her, so she ends up with cancer. She goes through the out-of-body experience, and in that point realizes, yes, programming and beliefs led to this cancer. She had a choice in the story that she reveals about either staying in that afterlife or coming back, and she chose to come back. The most amazing part of the story is when she realized in her near-death experience that her cancer was really due to life experiences and programming, she had the opportunity when she came back to change that belief. What's the most amazing part of the story is when she came back from this totally near-death experience, and actually her physician said that was final for her, she did come back, and within 4 days, the cancer was completely gone from her body. All of this really points to the emphasis of belief and programming and attitude. And this is why it's so important for people to recognize, yes, Angelina has the belief and the programming that these genes are going to shape the future of her life. If that's what her belief is, then it's necessary for her to follow through. However, I would like to encourage people to consider other beliefs and consider other understandings about the nature of cancer and our psychology. Because once we empower ourselves that we do not have to be the victims of cancer, then we can change our lives. And we don't have to go through the mutilation of our body as a means of prevention or protection. And so, yes, Angelina for herself did the right thing, but I think she did a disservice for the general public because she's encouraging people on the fence about their own issues of cancer genes to follow through on the mastectomy idea as a way of saving her life. It's unfortunate because what we really need are more spokespeople like Anita Morjani to reveal that cancer is a belief, an attitude, and a story that we tell ourselves, and that we do not have to go through the fate of our genes because we are masters of our genes. We control our genetics and our heredity through epigenetic mechanisms. And now, hey, thank God science has now come out with the field called behavioral epigenetics, which I personally call the biology of belief, to reveal we are not victims unless our belief system says we are. So I'm just leaving you with this story. Before you run into rash action, consider the other possibilities about life. Consider how powerful you are in controlling the unfolding of your own life. And if you have doubts about that, please pick up the biology of belief. And the same story applies to the new book, The Honeymoon Effect, which is out May 1st, and people are loving it, and I'm so glad because, yes, I wanted the book to inform people about the nature of heaven on earth, but I also wanted to entertain them, and the early reports back are, yes, informative and entertaining, and I appreciate that response, and I hope you have an opportunity to get a copy of the book. Visit the website, brucelipton.com, and perhaps you want to get an autographed copy. I would love to sign one over for you. And I look forward to seeing you again next month as we catch up on.
I just love that guy. Bruce Lipton taught medical school students years ago at Stanford, and he's done amazing work all over in Madison, Wisconsin. But he now woke up after an experience with looking at cells in an environment that he put them in to change their disease, and it worked. So he's an amazing person with a sense of humor, and I read his Biology of Belief book many years ago, and that's when I started to follow him. But just to give you an example of someone we know really well who can, another person of many, I wrote about this in my first book called My Body is Talking to Me. Sidney Poitier. Many of you may remember who Sidney Poitier is, amazing actor who gave us such great entertainment, and he died, I think, in his 90s. He actually lived to be 90. But Sidney Poitier was diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. Some people don't know this, but I wrote about it in my book because I was researching people who had had cancer and how they dealt with it, how they treated it. And Sidney Poitier, I discovered two things that confirm what Bruce Lipton was talking about. Two of the major reasons that I believe Sidney Poitier developed the cancer and how he treated it were, number one, he went through a very traumatic, tense, stressful divorce. It was long and it was tense and stressful. His divorce with his first wife, and then he married this woman who he lived with for many years. And then he got prostate cancer after the divorce. So another reason that it's written in on the internet or in his book, maybe. Actually, I read his book, The Measure of a Man. I read that book. I went and got the book. Sidney Poitier had a brother who died of prostate cancer. Two very strong experiences or reasons to help us understand how he got the cancer and how he treated it. He immediately had his prostate removed. So that's the example of Sidney Poitier, a very famous actor. And there are numerous actors, singers, musicians out there that you can discover that were diagnosed with a cancer of some kind, and then you can trace back their environmental influences and their emotional influences that caused them to make the decisions that they made, which should help us understand how the whole system is affected when we're holding on to emotions and stress and tension. So we've got to take our last break. When we come back, I want to give you a German new medicine outline of how disease develops in the body and how it can be resolved to help us respect the system that is operating all the time, day and night, to help us and bless us in our journey. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for Mayor.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
In to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Sofa Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Talking about our reproductive system that starts in the womb. It's so interesting when I study the systems of the body to learn the details of our biological computer. This is the most advanced communication system in the world, in my opinion. And we don't use it to its full capacity. That's why I started out this morning talking about the self-checkout system that people find themselves frustrated about, but it's actually a system that is inevitable because human beings are not happy working in retail these days. They're just not there. And when you go, it's evident everywhere I go that there's a lack of employees in the place. When you can't find help, and then the one person who is working seems to be a little stressed. In these small businesses especially, but the larger places, they're just putting in self-checkout to relieve the problem, and many of the customers are not happy. But as I'm suggesting, there's a relationship to the brain. Alzheimer's dis-ease shows up when we resist things like self-checkout that are meant to really just help us develop more skills, more and move into this new system that we're in, or the choice is to move out, go into the country, in the wilderness, stay away from these systems. But please, please, please don't get frustrated about these things. Accept it as a challenge to your beautiful self to create a new knowledge, information, pushing buttons, scanning products and moving along in your day, and then helping the people who do work there to reduce some of the stress. I think most people in retail have to be a little bit stressed these days. Number one, lack of help, lack of support. I know my youngest son works at Discovery Cove. It's a place that he's been there about 15 years, and he's all of a sudden ready to leave this place. Because management is weird, he says, and they don't get enough help. They don't have enough help. They're overworked, he says, at this place now. Imagine that, being overworked, and you have to film people who are playing with the dolphins, and you're no longer having the best time at your employment because you're overworked. And what do? You can't have self-help, self-checkouts at a place like Dolphin or Discovery Cove. So you got to suck it up and enjoy the sun, which he's in the sun all day long. But he gets a relief now and then. He goes and photographs sports groups. But I feel for him because that's what's going on right now in our cities, in our retail establishments, that people don't want to work in retail as much as they did in the past, especially young people. So don't get frustrated about self-checkout, please. Breathe, take deep breaths. When you see them, use them. Or if you can find a good cashier, go find somebody who can scan your groceries. But please, please don't get stressed about something like that. It's inevitable. It's coming. It's here. And that's part of our system that is meant to relieve the corporation from having to hire people that don't stay long. The turnover is ridiculous now in every retail establishment, I assure you. I talk to people all the time who work in retail, and just like my son, they're frustrated, they get stressed. So just try your best to make these people smile that work in retail, because it's not easy these days to work, be an employee in retail. and the self-checkout are meant to help relieve some of the pressure of not having people working for you. So let me go to the phones. 706-202, I believe we have Brother Kwame Sunhorse. Welcome, brother. Are you still in Chicago or Iraq?
Yeah, no, I'm not in Chi-Town. I'm up in DeKalb, Illinois, which is north of the city. And
okay,
so I'm up here with the cornfields and the university. But what I'm hearing, and the last part you were talking about self-checkout, because this is what you're talking about, the cancer. And the CER, remember I was sharing with you that word, C-E-R, has a very powerful part in which it says it's an emotional response that has been acquired by conditioning. The CER is an emotional response that has been acquired by conditioning. And what you're saying right now is self-checkout, because this is what we're being programmed to do, to check ourselves out, because we're consuming products that are not productive for the human consumption and a lot of things that we're consuming. And then we check it out for ourselves and don't have another human being exchange with buying the products. And then you're taking an electronic machine that scans it and puts that energy into that package of food that you're buying. So it's a process of helping us to look at self-checkout. If we really look at, we're being programmed to check out, not going and meeting a farmer that has a vegetable stand, that you're getting produce that came from his farm out of the earth. You're getting packaged goods. And the thing is that when you go into most grocery stores, you go in and you can ask a manager, okay, where is your health food section? And they'll point to one section. Then you ask the question is, well, what's the rest of the store? It's death.
true.
It's death. So you're already right there programming. And what you spoke on is in the womb, and the process of the genetics. The genetics is a memory that we pass on to each generation through the mitochondria DNA. And those genes are programmed. And what we're looking at in the study of epigenetics, these traumas are passed on to 4, 5, 7 generations. This is why we say in indigenous teaching that we should say and do whatever is going to have an effect on the next 7 generations, because we are programming our generations to self-destruct, self-checkout. That's what you're talking about. You're going into a retail system that says self-checkout. Check yourself out. And the temptation said, check out your mind. You'd be surprised what you might find. We got to remember those songs were made for a reason. But
yeah.
I see the importance of what you're sharing, because we have to be made aware of the words. And
yeah.
We have to be able to know that we have a cure. I sent you 2 pieces, self-efficiency and learned helplessness, because we're looking at those 2 things. We have been programmed to look at learned helplessness, and what we're needing to do is, how do we become self-efficient again? How do we depend on the Creator and the self and Mother Earth?
Yes. Thank you, Brother Kwame. Thank you for reminding about that word. The sir in cancer is relating to emotion. Thank you. I have 2 more callers that we want to get you in before we leave. He's so on point there, that even the words can remind us it's all about your emotions. And if you ever have that diagnosis, it's time to go sit under a tree out in nature and talk to yourself. Self, check out of the doctor's office. Let's check out of there and go talk to self about, what emotions have I been carrying? What trauma have I experienced that has caused this system to go into action with my neurological brain, my pituitary, and then direct itself to the organ, whether it's the pancreas or the prostate or the breast, that is telling me to check out of this emotional trauma that I've been in. So let me go to another caller, 779-801. Your mic is open. Welcome.
Yes, Grand Rising. This is Sister Maika. How are you?
Great, thank you. How are you doing, Sister?
I'm doing very well out here in the wilderness of Pembroke. I'm loving it. The leaves are changing and nature is showing off her beauty. And it's so relaxing and so beautiful. I mean, it's just gorgeous sitting just there.
I know. We love it, especially in Florida. This is a perfect time of year. That's not so. It's in the 80s now instead of the 90s. At night, it's 65 degrees, so I can open my window a little bit. Oh, it's beautiful right now. So what's going on in your life?
Well, one of the things I wanted to say is that in terms of the biology belief, and I love Bruce Lipton also, I didn't believe in menopause.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't believe in that. And as a result, I never had hot flashes and headaches or any of the negative effects of the stopping of my menstrual period or my moon time period. And it was just based on my belief. I just didn't believe it. And then I was talking to my daughter who has gone through the changes, and she said she didn't get it either. And so it's I guess it was because she didn't see me have it. But it is a belief does have an effect on biology. And we have to be careful about what we believe. Like right now, my healthcare practitioner want me to get a mammogram. And I'm saying, why I need a mammogram? I breastfed 5 children. I don't believe in that. There's no way I'm going to get cancer.
Right.
Those women who get cancer is because they didn't use their breasts properly. And after birth, the milk does congeal and congest your breast. Well, if you don't have a way of getting out, you're setting up a case for cancer. Because it is very painful. So rather than having the infant eliminating that buildup in the breast, I don't know what women do. I mean, when we wean, we take certain herbs and put certain herbs on our breasts to help the milk to dry up. But I think that's the case for getting breast cancer, not breastfeeding. And I encourage all women to encourage all young women to breastfeed. It's for your health and the child's nutrition. So I just wanted to chime in on that energy. And it was interesting that the woman who you were playing earlier, she was talking about, you know, a man can plant an idea in a woman too, just like he can plant a child in the womb. He can plant an idea, and that idea can be nourished in the woman, whether she's of childbearing age or after childbearing age. That idea can be nurtured and developed in the mind of the woman. That's who we are. We are producers. We are creators and creatress. So we need to step out of thinking that all we can do is produce children. We can produce and develop ideas, processes, plans, and all kind of things in our mind when we understand that. So thank you, Rietta, for your show. I appreciate it.
Sharing that's a beautiful testimony about your journey of nursing all those children and being blessed in return to be out in a place of clean air and growing food. Thank you, Maika, for sharing that. And we're going to go to another call, 708-602. But I want to just remind us of the feelings of breast cancer. As Deb Shapiro said, as I read earlier, breast cancer is known as the feminine wound. And as she mentions in her book, those feelings that women carry range from emotional conflicts, being a worker, a lover, a mother, confusion, uncertainty over your femininity, conflicting sexual preferences, a rejection of your breasts, or longing for them to be different than they are, rejection or abuse from a lover, rejection or dismissal from a child who you have nurtured at the breast, shame at not being able to breastfeed. So as Maika said, there's a relationship that women have with their breasts, and their feelings and emotions around those breasts are what can trigger the brain to go into active communication to create tumors in the breast. So that's why I promote when we do our joint rolling to love those breasts, touch those breasts. Frankincense or essential oil is a wonderful energy to put, to massage the breast with frankincense oil, essential oil, to change the lumps, the bumps, the bruises, and all the things, discharges, itching. I remember when my sister passed, my nipple was inverted on my left breast, and that's because I was her caretaker for 9 months, and my nipple inverted. And I started reading more and more about German new medicine and how a woman can respond or react to circumstance, traumas in her life. So I began massaging that breast with frankincense oil, lavender oil, rose oil. I was using all kinds of oils on that breast and meditating and doing breathing and just letting go of the grief and sadness around my sister's journey with her breast cancer. And sure enough, that nipple popped into place again. And that breast cancer, that breast is healthier. I feel like it's healthier than the other one because I gave it so much attention. But yes, Maika's so right about even breastfeeding, the way a woman feels about that, this natural, amazing process can determine whether her breast will produce lumps, bumps, and bruises and all that, dimples. When she has a trauma in her life, the loss of a child, the loss of a husband, the loss, those are the events that will trigger the breast to respond. So we're going to go to a caller, 708-602. Your mic is open. Welcome. 708, check your mute button. 708-602, your mic's open. Okay, maybe they're taking a break. All right. Okay, wait a minute. Let me press your button. Let me go back. I heard a hello, hello, hello. Are you there, 708-602?
I am very sorry. I had my mute on. I'm talking. Anyway, let me get to the point. How are you doing, Sister V? This is Eddie from Chicago.
Oh, Eddie. Thank you, Eddie. It's nice to hear your voice. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great. Again, my apologies for that because I was so excited. I'm loving this, like I said. It's right on point. It's divinely guided because actually I'll be off these airs for a minute because I'm actually constructing a mental health care curriculum for the people because I keep hearing it and the numbers are right there. And let me just hit on the number. I started off with you, my dear sister, V, Viata V, is that 5. And I'm always saying I got 5 on it. Thank you, Brother Kwame, for what you added to it. But that 5, as I heard earlier when I came in, one of your recordings, somebody was talking about 23.
Yes.
23, well, that 5.
Minister Plum.
Yes, okay. And it hit me right quick because that's what we're dealing with, the 5, why it's so important. That 5 basically is a game, hear me out, that we have to learn to develop to play. Game is 5. The game is to reboot the brain. Reboot is 23, which is 5. That reboot is the challenge, which is 41, which is 5. Because, again, it starts in the brain, 14, with the thought. Thought is 41, which is 5. And if the thought isn't right and stress enters, we entertain a disease. Disease is 32, the 5. We can change it with our brain, 14, with the challenge 41, to basically reboot, which is 23, the 14 brain, because we want to go back to things that are natural. Natural, we keep talking about nature. Natural is 23, which is the 5, because there are chemicals in the brain that become unbalanced. Chemicals are 32. And they inject chemicals instead of us using our brains and our thoughts to change it. And this is what enables the disease, as we said. And guess what? Disease is 32, the 5. My sister, V5, you are a doctor. Doctor is 23. The doctor that you are is a teacher. Teacher is 32. We just use different terms. No, accept who you are by number five. You are a teacher. Other people
wow.
call you a doctor. No problem. You just got finished talking to a beautiful sister that was into nursing. Nurse is 23. Woo.
Wow.
We go to a hospital, and the hospital is 32 to see a doctor. And we the first doctors, family. And it starts in our own brain, our own thought. You are what you think as a man, think of, so is he. That's where the disease starts in the brain, the five. So I got five on it. I'm going to leave y'all with that. Peace and love, family. But remember, increase what I'm doing, because what I'm writing in this mental health care is for us and our health. Because, again, care is 14, which is five. And I care for you, family. Peace and love.
And how can people get a hold of you, Brother Harris, to learn more?
Online, I could be reached at eharris12764@gmail.com. That's eharris12764 at gmail.com. And I'm happy to basically talk to any of the family. Because this is what we're here for. That's why it's called fellowship, family. We fellowshipping on these lines. Fellowship is 41, the five. Mm. And for your people to think that I'm not into religion, come on now. It's not the religion that they've taught us about. It's the religion within. Because the Jesus Christ that comes to five is within our own brain. We're all human beings. And once we recognize that by number, human beings is 41, the five.
Yeah. And
see,
then guess what? I don't know if you noticed, today is a 5, 10, 7, 20,
yes,
20.
Yes, it is. Of course I knew.
Wow, it's awesome.
This is why everything is divine for me with the numbers, because as I told people and I've been telling people, the numbers lead me.
Yes.
Do we truly know the number of the words that come out of our mouth? For me,
yes,
is the key, because that's,
yes,
been the secret. That's why secret is 31, dealing with the truth of God.
Yeah. Elevated.
It's the same number.
Yes.
That's it.
Thank you, Brother Eddie Harris. I have one more caller. I appreciate you so much sharing that. And get a hold of Brother Eddie Harris to learn more about his program. But we are working in a five, and my dad behind me here, he was my teacher, and he put in me every day to teach and to be an athlete. So 773-450, your mic is open. You have about a minute.
Grand Rising, all wonderful program. Sometimes you might wonder if the guests, the people that call in get more information than, you know, you put out there. But that's interesting. I was just going to say one thing that's interesting is that I was just appalled at people being too lazy or too stressed out to just check out a counter. It's like I'm wondering sometimes what people's minds are on today. You know, is your mind focused on the president? How is he going to pay your rent? So you really end up having to focus on yourself. Like Eddie was saying, go within. Because if you don't know who you are, you're out here chasing stuff and running yourself crazy. And also damaging your inner. Take the time and be still. Cut the electronic equipment out and go outside and see what's out there in nature for you. Follow that. Sure, appreciate your show. Keep doing it, and we'll keep listening and learning. Thank you.
Wow, perfect, perfect ending. To be still. Be still and know that the numbers are the language of the universe. So Brother Eddie Harris is so on point that we need to pay more attention to numbers. And in fact, when my sister passed of breast cancer in 2005, the Most High Spirit came to me while I was grieving for her death. Said, did you notice all the number threes around her passing? Three breaths at 3 p.m. in room B3, and her name was Trianne, or Trianne, T-R-I-A-N-E, which means three and one. And there were other third day of the week. So that was my introduction to number systems when my sister passed away with breast cancer. She was my teacher as well about emotional, the power of our emotions and how trauma affects us in our lives. So I hope this show has been helpful to you. Please share it with those who might be suffering, who may have gotten a diagnosis of this disease. that they can overcome it, but it means a change in their belief system, their lifestyle, and so much more. I love you. Have a beautiful day. Be sure and come back tomorrow at noon for more love and knowledge from the Female Solution host. Have a beautiful day. I'm off to the farmer's market, Kwame Sunhorse, to get some fresh.
Germany. Danke. Poland. Jean Cullion. France. Merci. Spain. Gracias.
Gracias.
Grazie.
Grazie.
Shukran. Ghana. Madasi. Nigeria. Eshe. South Africa. Ngiyabonga. Senegal. Geret.
Geret.
Kenya. Asante. Israel. Toda. Pakistan. Shukriya. Afghanistan. Tashakur.
Tashakur.
Saudi Arabia. Shukran.
Shukran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Shalom. Namaste.
And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God.
Thank you.
And God's blessings.